Let's talk about what's going on. Tell me what's going on.
So I did some extra work on the... I have separate branch for the closure.
Okay.
I did that because I figured I would break functionality some way.
Yeah.
Along the way. Somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and so you want a version that you can run tests on at any given time.
Right. So, I'm making a little bit of progress there. I also fixed all the warnings, all the other warnings that I had, which were many. There was an issue with the signature of the pointer at, which I basically had a small hack. Things that pointer at takes the boy as the...
Mm-hmm.
Right, because you need the location of the pointer.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello? I'll call you. Bye. Yes.
But usually what you pass is the location of something that has some specific type. And the compiler complains about that.
Yeah, type must match. Yeah, so
right.
What was the solution you...
I wrapped that around... a macro,
okay,
and C has this built-in function called type of. Yeah.
Hmm.
So the macro basically what it does is casting
using type of. So it casts using type of.
Actually, no. I think it just casts because you don't really care about the type because the other function takes a boy aster.
Hmm.
I can't think of any other way to do it.
Okay. Well, but there is a type mismatch for this function, right?
It's a macro, right?
It's a macro.
Macro
doesn't
care about types.
Oh, okay.
So basically the function pointer at is a macro,
And
internally calls the real function that does the heavy bit.
Yeah.
So in the closure, it's so messy. That's by far the most messy part of that. And the study analysis, it's very messy. So I have the part that tracks the mallocs now.
Hmm.
But the things that those functions to keep track of everything, I need to perform every type of operation. I need to perform lookups, insertions, and deletions very efficiently. And I can do that better than a login.
Yeah. Each of them. You could optimize for one, but
yeah,
the others will degrade then.
Right. So
Basically,
I'm just recording the same functionality that we have in the LSI.
What is the data structure you're using?
Well, I'm using trees. In particular, I'm using spline trees because my idea is that there's some temporal locality. Splice is a little bit better than that.
What about hybrid structures like a hash table plus tree?
We eventually have to do that because we want to avoid duplicates and usually it's passed in the hash table. But what ends up happening is that we have to index the same data structure in multiple of these data structures to do fast lookup and things like that.
Yeah. Fast lookup, fast deletion. The insertion is the one that you use the tree, but the other operations can use the deletions will also use the tree because you need to rebalance, right?
Right.
But at least you can do lookups quickly, and the others you'll still be stuck with login.
Yeah. Which I guess is okay. The bottom line is
we don't have to optimize it that right now. It's too early.
No. It's just that this part is not really.
And it's already done, right?
I mean,
you're just moving code over.
I'm moving the logic. Code it's new because
making
small changes here and there, but the logic is the same.
Okay.
So it's not really challenging. It's a matter of sitting down and writing the code.
Mm.
I changed in a couple of places that. In some places I was using this linked list and I removed that and now using a dynamic array. the basic curse dynamic is basically to avoid allocating every node of the linked list.
Because all nodes are of the same size.
Right, the idea of this, to have the array, right, and it grows dynamically. I should be faster than using linked list.
So it's a list array?
No, it reallocates itself.
Oh. Wouldn't it be easier if you made a list array instead? Instead of allocating one element, you allocate like 1,000 elements and then connect it to the next 1,000, and so on. Because realloc means memory copying.
Right, but according to the algorithm classes, that's what you want to do.
Realloc.
Yeah. If you double the size every time, the amortized cost makes the operation constant time.
Oh, I see. So, okay. I see. So, in my solution, what I was suggesting, you'll always the same.
That's how we handle the persistent pointers.
So you could do a list of arrays of different sizes if you want.
Yeah.
It's possible where you have some metadata that says what is the size of the current node.
Right, right.
But so, then, because you know, when you start deleting stuff, then you have problems, right? In a linked list, it's very easy to delete. But in an array, it's not easy to delete.
Right. But what I do is that, well, it depends. In some places, I need to maintain order, in some others, don't. In the case that I don't have to maintain order, what I do is I get the last one, put it in place of the one that I'm deleting. So everything is filled. So that's what we do.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, let's not worry about it. I think you have a good solution. You thought about it, so that's good.
Yeah, it's I'm making progress. Slow, but I'm making progress. It's just that somewhat frustrating that I'm basically recreating the same thing. And so at the end, I don't expect to get a better solution. It's basically the same point and the same ideas.
Unfortunately, that is what is required in this case.
Well, if we could come out with something better, that would be better, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, the current problem that you're trying to solve is discovery.
Right.
We've thought long and hard about discovery.
Yes.
We've thought quite over many, many sessions, like 2-hour sessions, about discovery.
Yes.
And then we finally came up with this. So, I think beating this one, whatever we have right now, is going to be difficult.
Right. I was thinking that maybe this is an idea that I haven't thought much long about it, but maybe we can make our library provide allocation for both persistent and volatile memory so that we only have to use a static analyzer for stuff in the stack and the data section. Assuming that we can install a hook in regular memory allocations, then what we do by doing that is avoid having to have an extra call to raise their memory allocations. Right, so the application one says, give me memory to allocate this.
Everything goes through our library.
Right. We don't do anything. All we do is that we register that and call the regular malloc. But it happens once as opposed to the application.
And this can be done using static analysis. Static translation. You can replace all mallocs with this new version of malloc.
Right. But I was reading the library, C library, has some hooks that you could tap into.
Okay.
And replace the regular call to malloc to your malloc.
Okay.
So sometimes applications do that to implement their own malloc or to implement logic to verify what happens when you fail.
Okay.
What do you do when you fail?
It's even better.
Right. So that I figured that would make things a lot maybe somewhat cleaner. And then the static analysis.
No, but that extra hook is probably another function call as well, right?
is another function call as well.
It'll create a new stack. The only thing that, well, there are two return points as well. So I'm not sure if you're saving much there.
Probably not.
So you shouldn't worry about that. And it's probably not, what should I say? It's probably not worth spending time on.
It's fairly straightforward to do
it. It may be, but what I'm concerned about is that you have to implement that and test it, whereas what we already have is already implemented and tested. Right? It may be a small effort, but you'll be spending time doing it, and I don't see much benefit there.
Hmm.
I mean, for us to write about it in the paper, it's not enough.
True, true. So, that's about it. I haven't taken a look at the script in PMFS server yet. Looked at it briefly because I was expecting it to be something simple, but then what I found was like 400 line bash script.
Mm.
Like, wow. I need to spend time reading this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why anyone write a 400 lines bash script.
Maybe for portability? Because if you want Perl, you had to download Perl. Right? Shell, everyone has Bash.
Everybody has Python too.
You had to download Python, right?
No, no, it comes with every distribution. It's required now.
Hmm.
There are many things that use it. I think Perl too. It's there always.
Really?
It's not on Mac OS, but this thing only runs on Linux anyway.
It's possible that those who are developing or testing on a Mac. Developing on a Mac and testing on the Linux machine. And, who knows? Let's not speculate. So the script is one thing. The other thing I think is the paper, which we need to come up with a storyline for.
Right.
So I don't know if you have had a chance to think about it. So I would recommend that you try and do that this week, in this coming week, because we need to start having discussions about it.
Okay.
So I would say, you know, come up with a set of bullet points, maybe 5 to 10. And if I follow the bullet points, I'll get a story for the paper.
Seems to me that this is going to be a hard sell too.
May or may not be, and I think it all depends on how we write this thing. If it's going to be a hard sell, we shouldn't be spending time doing this anyway, right? So we need to convince ourselves that whatever we are doing makes sense. Makes sense to be spending this time doing what you're doing.
Seems to me the stuff being my service and it still was a very hard sell.
I think in the case of SoftPM, yes, it was a hard sell, but eventually we did sell it. And on hindsight, it was about, we had multiple stories. And it was about coming up with the right storyline. And I think with SoftPM, we lacked the maturity to come up with the right storyline initially. And we spent maybe a couple of submissions at least trying to figure out what the story was ourselves.
Right.
If you don't put yourself in and force yourself to think about the storyline, it's difficult for you to get it because it's not an idea. It's a structured thinking process which requires explicit effort. That story doesn't happen, the whole story cannot happen spontaneously, like you get some ideas, right? You know, it's not a spontaneous thing, it's an active engagement that creates the storyline, which is why you have to force yourself to do it.
Okay.
And once you have something, I mean, even if it's not the best and the greatest, we'll brainstorm and we'll work together to make it much better. But we need to have some starting point, and I want you to be the one initiating it rather than me.
Okay.
And it could also be a storyline that includes the intel work. So feel free to expand the scope of your thinking.
I will include the intro work.
For you to think. Because, see, I have some things in mind. It's not that I'm saying without having thought about it. I have some things in mind. But if I tell you that, I fear that you will be sort of channeled in that direction, which may not be the best one.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Maybe we should send an email. I'm switching gears now. To Swami, because I don't think this is the only thing that we need to know whether we have access to the server or not, which I think that's not the case. YC would have said that. He did send me an email with some short form asking questions about how the server is going to be used and what is the required software, blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming that he got that as part of the process to make this happen. So I guess over the email should be more than enough.
I don't think I quite understand where you're going with this.
What I'm saying is that it's sending email today to see if we have to have the meeting or not.
Oh.
Because probably an email with a short update would be more.
As far as I can tell, the meeting is on because industry is functioning without any consideration of Veterans Day. The stock market is active. It's me, our university, that, and maybe some other entities that are celebrating Veterans Day. So I'm all prepared to meet at 3:15. It's a separate question as to whether the meeting is of any use or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's good to meet. I think it's good to meet because that forces us to think carefully about where we are at and what we need to do next, right? And even if it's like a 10-minute meeting, I think it's still worth having.
Okay.
So that we don't lose touch. I mean, at least that's my problem. If I don't keep getting reminders about what I need to do, it kind of goes into the background and other things come and replace it. So I would rather not let that happen.
Okay, I'll be at 3:15 then.
Okay. Excellent. I'll see you shortly, Leo. Everything else going well with you?
Yeah.
How's your